What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Oh, I wish people could be more privy to the shit we talk about offline. Now hiring. A Wendy's in Hilton Head, South Carolina needs a front counter worker after surveillance footage showed one of their workers pulling out a gun and opening shots through the drive-thru window at a vehicle waiting in line.
No.
Let that be a lesson. Stop asking for too many hot mustard packets. You know what I'm saying? He told you only get three.
What was the reason? It was an attempted robbery or something?
Okay, it's either someone he had beef with who came to work to kill you, which you have to defend yourself,
Facts.
Or it's a customer going, that ain't what I ordered. I need my baconator and get motherfucker there. Pop, 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 pop.
No!
When I'll fall around like Michael Douglas.
Now, why is he packing at work?
Because he works fast food.
You expect the security of the spot to do something?
The footage? My name is Roy. This is my job fair. Wednesday is the best day of the week. I don't know when you're listening to us, but just know that this fine acoustical radio presentation was assembled and prepared for you and served hot on a Wednesday at some point this year. JG, how are you doing today? You are the white blood cells that keeps the show pure.
Hello, I'm well, thank you.
Third, how's football season going? What's going on over there with the boy?
It's going pretty good. They started hitting each other, got the pads on.
Rod checking in early with us.
What's up?
How you doing? What's going on that side, man? How's the road? We haven't talked comedy. Like you come on the show every fucking week and we forget to mention that you're also a touring stand-up comedian who does shows. How's shit been?
It's been cool. I think we're still riding on the high of everybody being let out of the house from the pandemic that was raging so heavily. So we're still in that bubble of audiences being so glad to be out of the house that they're showing the comedians a lot more patience. And it's just like, we're having a good time just because we're finally able to go out. So fucking take your time up there. So it's been cool to watch, man. It's been a lot of fun.
I went, you all tell me if I handled this right with an employee, because I'm trying to be considerate of the fact that you are understaffed and that you have to do a job correctly and that it is hard to do the job correctly because you are understaffed. But there's still certain shit that I just don't know if I can let slide. Mama needs a refrigerator. My mom's fridge. First off, I didn't know a fridge could last 15 years. I thought a fridge was like a 8-9 year plan. You can tell I'm talking like a nigga that's just been in apartments his whole life. Like, every 4 years, I'm somewhere with a new fridge. So I don't know shit about fridge lifespan.
Fair point.
And my mama's fridge sound like it need a transmission, a muffler. It's working. but barely.
Sound like a car about to stall.
My mama fridge sound like a nigga in an action movie holding on after he been shot.
Oh, wow.
He's like, stay with me, John. Stay with me. That's my mama fridge all night. I go, I can't take this shit. I can't take this shit. We got to go get your fridge. So we go to a spot where she had already been scouting some fridges, and there's a lady, and she's a kind sales associate, but she's busy. So because she's busy and she's juggling multiple people on the floor, my mom is indecisive and asking. My mom is one of them. I'm going to ask you 40 questions about every item. But that's I have a right
she
as a customer.
She has a legal background as well. Yeah.
So my mama is one of them people. She's asking cubics, shit that don't matter, but I just want to know. So tell me, does this cooling draw, does the crisping draw also turn into a freezer draw? Okay, well, what's the height on this one as it relates to the, what, is there a difference between matte black and stainless steel black? Can I see a matte black fridge so I can compare it to, because we're younger, we're very much, fuck it, this is what I want, bring it up. But my mom is one of those more thorough customers, and the lady says some slick shit.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, my mom was looking. She goes, well, this is the matte black, and this is the such and such black. And my mom goes, well, does this come in the glossy black? Mm-hmm. And the lady goes, well, not at the price range you requested. Now, the way she said it sounded like, nigga, you told me you was broke. What you asking for is rich nigga colors. And just on a dime, I just turn to the lady and I just go, find us the color. We'll worry about the price.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Like,
yes, sir.
Your face, bitch.
What?
Yeah.
But
you clearly don't know my name.
And so and this is where I want y'all to tell me whether or not I was wrong. So I look across the sales floor and I see my dog from high school, and shout out to my dog. He come over, dap us up. He's kind, undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave him the fucking sale. Now,
absolutely.
My mom, but hang on, my mom had come in the store 2 times before and worked with this woman, walked around the store with this woman, done laps, asked this woman 90 questions. She could have fucking Googled, and that lady answered every fucking question. But there was just something about the way she said what she said. Like, you almost had the deal. You almost had the sale, motherfucker. You almost had it. And then you said something sideways at the very end. And I had, am I wrong for giving the sale to my partner? I
would have
wanted to go to another store. I wanted to go to another store, but that wasn't an option because my mom had been everywhere. So we were in the only store in the city that had what the fuck she wanted.
Okay.
In the color and the style that was also in stock, that you don't have to wait 4 months on for COVID because every ship is doing U-turns in the fucking ocean because of the ports. So we had no choice but to buy it. But I don't know. It's like a week later, I'm like, damn, maybe that white lady didn't mean it like that, was it?
I mean, she probably didn't, but you're still not wrong for having that reaction. I mean, it's not that big a deal. It wasn't, it's tense, but it's not really personal, or it's not like an attack. It's just a natural response. And if your boy helped, if your boy was the one who sat down through the end of the deal,
he came in.
He gets the damn he came sale. In.
Now, I feel like if he came in and he was nice, there's nothing wrong with that. But I mean, ultimately, you know, we all are Southern. Let's just be point blank about it. And you all know, I've seen my mother go to stores and be courted by this weird white lady at the store. My mom be talking about, oh, we need to go see Carol at the store. Because she, my mama like, yo, mama, my mama go back to a store 2 and 3 weeks to buy a god doggone washing machine or whenever she has to do that. It's like 3 week process. I don't understand it. Yeah. Go pick out the damn thing and come out. But if I'm there and I sense some bullshit, then I'm going to step up and, you know, get it done. But that situation there, I don't think you did a damn thing wrong, personally.
Like, but you know, I don't know. But that's the broader question. When it comes to customer service, do you feel a sense of loyalty to the person that you've established rapport with and then give the sale to someone else? You know, because I feel like if she wanted the money, she wouldn't have let Buddy swoop in like that.
Yeah, and she wouldn't have been such a dick up top.
My mom wasn't even, my mom didn't think twice about what the lady said. Mm-hmm. But you know, my mom is built different. You know, casual racism roll off them OGs.
Yeah, they don't even care about that.
It's like if you ain't got a German Shepherd in your hand, they ain't even looking at you. Mm-hmm. They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't care. But for me, I was like, nah, I don't even like the way you frame that statement. So you don't get the fucking sale. Because
it's called the microaggression.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
I feel like if this lady really wanted.
I mean, did she react when your man came in? That's another question. Did she react weird when your man came in for the sale, or did she just kind of walk away?
No, I told her, find, I said, forget about price, find the color. She found the color and then ducked off to go help somebody else because, you know, the store was popping. Hmm. And then Jay came over, and I guess she saw us with Jay and just never came back over. She was like, well, fuck it then.
Yeah, that should have told you. I'm with
that
Jay.
That showed you right there. Yeah.
Okay, because see, that wouldn't have happened at Foot Locker.
No.
Foot Locker, them niggas will fight. Them employees will fight each other in front of you. Who helping you?
Right.
I'm helping you. Mm-hmm. All right? Don't talk to nobody else. I'm going to get your shoes. Sit right there. I'll be right back.
You hear them Bama yelling like, in the back. Yeah, and they screaming in the back. Yo, you saw I was working with. Yo, I hate when you do that shit, son. What are you doing?
That woman showed you who she was. I agree. And that's why she didn't get that sale.
200%.
It was just that simple. And it's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as long as she didn't lose her job or nothing, I mean, no harm, no foul, whether you are right or wrong, whether she was right or wrong. Y'all got the fridge. If she, like I said, she ain't lose her job or no shit. Everything cool. Hey,
she ain't doing TikTok complaining about
you. Like, if she would have got the sale after building this rapport with your mom, it's not like they became fucking friends. Like, she ain't got to see her no more. Mm-hmm. Unless her fridge go out another 15 years and that lady ain't moved up yet, you know? it won't come up again.
It's time now, real quick, a very quick.
Cody's most outstanding employee of the week.
Quick update, Rod and Ralph, you're going to love / hate this.
Uh-oh.
As you recall, our CMO from a couple of weeks ago, the crying CEO who got online and cried about having to fire his workers and wanted to show people that he was a human and that CEOs are not heartless robots who do not care about the well-being of the people that they let go.
No, you're right, because they make their girlfriend do half of it. But go ahead.
Yes, it was two people, and yes, his girlfriend fired the other person. He didn't even fire both people. I understand. The worker, one of the workers that was fired online by the marketing firm CEO, has had his inbox swamped with job offers, and he is going to land somewhere on his feet. The guy that was fired, one of the people that was fired by the crying ass CEO, has already found employment somewhere.
That's what's up.
So does it feel good?
No, that's good.
Feel good.
Now, shout out to that company that extended that one space open to hire that one guy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Really? Y'all gonna shit on this too? Somebody's helping the dude.
What about the other person? Did the other person get hired too?
Fuck them. They should have had a LinkedIn.
You're right. U.S. Look, employment, unemployment is at 50%. It all makes sense. I'm with you. Go ahead.
You don't have a LinkedIn account.
You can't afford one. She got fired.
And this is why I bring this up, because this is for you two motherfuckers. The crying CEO refuses to delete the post, saying, quote, I'm getting countless messages from other business owners saying that they love this. They've been there and they're right there with me. And a lot of good has come from this post. I know it isn't professional to tell my employees that I love them, but from the bottom of my heart, I hope they know how much I really do love them. And I'm happy that something good has come from all of this.
Keeping up the facade. Of course he is.
Man, it is always
this
cool.
This is what he wanted. He wanted the attention. Come he on. Wanted attention. And that's why he made that crying ass video. And how much of a coincidence is it that that video has garnered responses from people who've been fired. And I was fired in a heartless manner. And what you did is commendable. I'm so sorry I went and shot up my old place of employment after seeing this message. Fuck that bitch ass nigga. And fuck them fake messages. This is like when public figures like go off the record when they prepare remarks and they put the paper down like, you know what? I'm going to tell this story from the heart.
Tell
and
it.
The paper be fucking blank. It's all bullshit.
Bullshit. Nothing makes me happier to see white guys bond together over doing something very white guy. Man, it sucks firing people. You fired a person, I fired a person too, brother. Let's be friends. Gosh. Fuck out of here. Fuck this dude.
Now it's hashtag not all CEOs and shit. Now we got to feel sorry for the CEO. Fuck that shit.
I don't feel bad at all.
And screw the other people that he's bonding with over firing people. I don't like that shit. It's so hard. Whatever.
It's so tough on us, dude. In ways, it's way tougher on us than it is them when you think about it.
We keep our jobs. We fire people. It sucks. It's so tough. It's difficult. That's survivor's remorse. I want to hear this shit.
I never thought y'all would have such little compassion after showing so much compassion for Brittany Griner. Y'all really pivoted here.
What?
Really?
That's totally different.
Hey, son, protect black totally women, turned on yeah. Protect totally black women at all costs, B. I don't even play that shit. That's sisters, bro. You know, Brittany Griner, I mean, when they send you over there, I'll gladly watch your child and wait for them to come back. But I support whatever efforts they got to do to get, you know what I'm saying, get that sister home. I'm all about that. But this crying ass dude.
We need to get
dude,
some paperwork together. If you taking your butt to Russia.
Mm, it's cold over there, Nick.
I'm not going to no Russia.
The way your facial expression.
Because I ain't going to Russia. I don't even know why y'all even bring that up. I don't even fuck with Eastern Europe as a whole. Even countries that used to be Russia. No.
No Ukraine for you?
Eastern Bloc, no.
Come on, bro.
No.
Are you anti-Ukraine, Roy?
Oh, you can't be anti-Ukraine,
Roy. I stand with Ukraine, but I ain't visiting yet. Too much. They shooting. Same reason I don't go back to the hood in Birmingham. I forget they shooting. Worse than first time. JG, who do we have on the phone?
We welcome avid listener of the podcast, Connor, to the show at the tender age. Yes. Hi, Connor.
Okay.
Condos.
At the tender age of 25, Connor has held more than 10 different jobs, from potato planter to delivery driver. Today, Connor will be talking to you, Roy, about one of the worst jobs as a shift welder in Vermont. Hello again, Connor.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, holy shit.
I know that's full of shit.
Hold up your hands. You still got all your fingers from that shit?
Oh, Connor.
I did get carpal tunnel, though. I did get some carpal tunnel.
I knew it. I knew it. That is not an easy job.
Oh no, not at all. I had just taken an adult class. I just got my certification and everything. I could do everything. I could weld upside down. I could weld aluminum. I can weld stainless steel. And I was moving up to Plattsburgh, New York, where my girlfriend was going to school at the time. And I was just looking for jobs, you know. And I
rookie mistake.
Really?
Hey, we're still together, actually.
Okay.
Nice. Wait a minute. How long have you been together?
We've been together for about 4 years. We met in a community college.
And why haven't you asked this girl to marry you?
He has really? 2 more years, Jacqueline, before he
because I am 25.
Good answer.
Stand your ground, Connor.
Don't you let her bid you, bruh.
Why are you wasting her time?
I'm not at all.
Yes, sir.
Boarding
Why
her?
Are you wasting
I'm
her
waiting
time?
For her to get her.
Let's go.
Not at all.
Let's go, Condo. No.
She's getting her master's degree, and then I'll prop the question.
Fuck her, Connor.
There you go, Connor.
You better
you stick
hurry
to the
up,
plan.
Connor, because you
ain't
around.
Gotta hurry nothing.
She gonna be gone.
You ain't gotta hurry nothing, Connor. Stick to the plan, bruh. You stick to the plan.
Like once you get, like I thought welding was like getting a CDL. Like once you get that, you a made man. You a union guy. Like you supposed to be getting at least 25 an hour, 30 an hour,
well,
right?
America doesn't care about people who make things anymore. So that's the reason it's not that great anymore.
And it's hard too, right? Because a lot of the times they want you to have experience. And it's like, well, I just got my certification. I really only have 100 hours of experience. So I took the first job I got, which was through a temp agency. I applied one day, they called me the same day, and then the next day I had a phone interview, and then after that I actually moved up to Plattsburgh, and then the day after I moved up I tripped on over to Vermont and I had my interview and they hired me on the spot. And they hired me as a welder helper.
Okay, so what's the difference between those two? The welder is the one handling the hot torch.
Basically, the helper.
Get the fuck off to the side. Get that spot right there.
Basically, they're like, hey, can you go grind this for me? And they're like, can you go get me some more tungsten? Like, I'm out of gas. Get me some more gas. But I actually did a lot of welding there.
Another gopher.
A lot of the other welder helpers, they had no welding experience at all. But I was actually able to do a lot of the welding. I was making air ducts. So I was making air ducts for pharmaceutical companies. They range from 120 inches to 6 inches. And it was all stainless steel. So you really have to be precise on what you're doing. But that's besides the point. I'm working there. And first of all, it was about an hour commute from where I was living. And I had to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to hop on a ferry at 4 to take a 20-minute ferry ride and then get to work by 5. I'd usually get there at the skin of my teeth. I don't know why I took that job, probably because it was the first job, you know, it was the first job that they offered you, and I was super excited to use my new skill, so I jumped on it. And after like the first 2 weeks, I didn't get my paycheck because something was happening on the...
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you, but goddamn.
After the first 2 weeks,
I am laughing at. I'm sorry.
I didn't get paid, so the temp agency thought, "Oh, we'll help you out, right? We'll toss you a bone. We'll give you some money." They gave me a $50 KeyBank gift card, which was enough for me to buy the ferry to get home and put gas in my car.
Oh, stop.
So
he's a little enjoy the change.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you gotta know that's a scam. Like a temp service. We got short order cooks and waiters. Yeah, I can get you some welders.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no problem. We got you. We call a couple guys.
You know, I stuck it out for about 3 months until I got fired because I would sleep straight through my alarm and I would miss the ferry, and that's besides the point. I got fired. And then the temp agency, they're like, well, we're going
to... How long did it take you to get that first paycheck?
Yeah. I got it after 2 weeks.
How long till you got paid for real?
Halfway through my 3rd week.
What was...
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
I see you got some.
Your entire shift should have been going to work on time and sitting in the manager's office until you were supposed to get off. Waiting
with
on
my
the
feet
damn
on
check.
Her desk.
The excuse was that something happened on the bank end because I was an out-of-state employee that like got mixed up. It was bullshit.
You were young.
I was 22. Like,
you got to go to Poughkeepsie and get your check. It's in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah. You should have called a parent or something.
Yeah.
Connor, you are a friend of the show officially. Yes. Clock in. You're welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Of course.
Wish you nothing but the best up there in upstate New York. And don't let Jacqueline bully your ass into marrying somebody you don't want to marry him. Go back and listen to the numerous Rods relationship and re-listen to them.
No, Connor.
I've listened to them too.
I want to
get you straight.
Jacqueline been engaged 9 times. She got one husband she ever had. Don't listen to her.
Thank you for calling the job fair, brother. Thank you, Connor.
Of course, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
What?
Why are you always fucking with people?
Connor loves her. You can see it in his face.
What's love got to do with it?
All right, yeah.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. you know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Job fair. And we are back. JG.
Yes.
Did you know that exposure to ugly people releases a chemical in the brain called Wuxi Goddamn?
Wuxi Goddamn.
What Wuxi Goddamn does, it damages the neural receptors that are associated most with learning and retention of knowledge. That's why our good friends at Sackleston State Community College want to welcome you into their fall late registration program, where you can learn and educate yourself around nothing but good-looking people. Sackleston State Community College is the leading institution for people that are at least an 8 or better. Gorgeous people everywhere that I can see, so you can focus on what's most important, your education. Submit a photo to sacstate.com and see if you're cute enough to go to the only institution for people that look good, and they graduate over 30% of their student body. How about that?
30%. Sacstate.com.
Hey, look, I'm just reading what's on the
page.
Oh, okay. Shit, goddamn.
We turn the show over now to your friend, my friend. He is a raconteur. He is an owner of a snakeskin robe. He is the inventor of the emotional support Kahlua, and of course the author of the New York Times bestseller She's Pregnant With Your Baby But About to Marry Him. Ways to Avoid Child Support Payment.
Good shit.
He's a New York Times bestselling author. You can call him crazy, but you can't call him a liar.
Right now.
So mama calls him Norado. We call him Rod for short. Rod, welcome back this week, brother man. Did you get to lick any armpits during this week of research that we all challenged one another?
You know what? I did. I did a full test. I got three women. I got
you did not.
I got one to use no deodorant. I got another one to use
all-natural
deodorant.
This is brilliant.
And I got one to use a powder-based solid white block deodorant. And I can tell you that the order of best to worst is 1, no deodorant at all. Mm. 2, the gel-based deodorant. Mm. Leaves your tongue powdery, but it's not a thick film. Number 3, causing full-blown cotton mouth, is absolutely the solid white block of deodorant.
Did it have aluminum in it, or did you get it aluminum-free? That is part of a question.
The natural, it didn't have any aluminum in it.
Okay.
It was just made with, like, beeswax and horsehair or some old bullshit.
I always found the aluminum was a little metallic to the taste. Like putting
the battery on your tongue.
Yeah, it was weird, you know what I'm saying? But when we went for the whole, like, you know, natural thing, I found it to be a better experience
y'all
myself.
Y'all are nasty.
We're scientists.
I'm happily married.
You're not allowed in my kitchen, ever.
RoyceJobFair.com is our website. You can talk to us, social, and there's ways to submit to be a part of the program. If you've ever had your armpit licked, we want to hear from you and rack you up for
the
next edition of Rod's Relationship Fair. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. This topic is not going away, clearly. So I don't know how we'll connect it to employment. We have a few weeks to figure that out.
She might be looking for a man. That's employment.
I was going to say double points if you're in the military and you got your arm and arm licks. If you're a military overseas and you're getting your underarms licked, hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah.
Spouses and both, because we got in trouble for that already.
Getting your armpit licked on the clock. Let us know. We want to hear from you. RoyceJobFair.com. We bring Rod on this program To give you topics to break the ice with coworkers of the opposite race, he is our Black People, White People-ologist. Rod, let's go ahead and get this party started today, man.
Well, in news for your Black coworkers, there has been movement on the front of getting Brittany Griner released from Russian prison. And that is America's Winston Churchill, one Dennis Rodman, has stated he is going to Russia on a diplomatic mission to negotiate the release of Brittany Griner, possibly another prisoner swap, as he did back when he developed a relationship with Kim Jong-un, leader of North Korea, and he helped free Kenneth Bay.
That's who you want. Let's talk. Hey, Putin, let's talk Turkey. Oh, right, go over there and talk to Putin.
Stop making that face.
That's how he said. That's how Dennis Rodman's voice is super deep. Dennis, just go over there and get Brittany.
Put your face all scrunched up.
Give me Brittany in here. That's a tricky situation, man. The whole Brittany Griner thing. And like, on the one hand, I go, all right, the State Department is trying to get involved, but Rodman is probably a better negotiator.
Rodman get her home. Rodman will get her home, I think. I mean,
Rodman convinced Michael Jordan to let him on his team. He can get a motherfucker released from prison in Russia.
I don't know. I wish that the Brittany Griner situation, as much as it needs attention, we'll never know how much more it would have benefited from it being moved in silence. And like, how would that have affected things? Because now Russia knows that there's a movement, and now Russia knows that we want to bring her home. Well, then the price of the dope goes up.
Absolutely.
Because they want, I don't know, did Rhonda find them real quick for us, but it was like some super Russian.
They want the Lord of War. They want the Lord of War. If you've ever seen Nicolas Cage's movie, Lord of War, it is based on Yuri Orlov. And Yuri Orlov, that's not his name. That's not his real name. In the movie, it was Yuri Orlov. But this guy was, like, he's a bad dude. Like, he was trading. And it doesn't seem like he was a bad guy when you watch the movie. He just seemed like a guy that got caught up in selling a couple guns and made a bunch of people very upset. But they want the Lord of War for Brittany Griner. And as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't balance out. Like, it's not fair. It's not right. They shouldn't have that young lady's life in the balance versus this dude who was literally dealing guns. She had an empty weed pen. An empty weed pen.
But they want what they want.
Yeah.
I will never support keeping an innocent person in exchange for punishing a guilty person. Mm-hmm. That's the literal structure of the American justice system.
But I mean, war isn't fair. And also hostage negotiation isn't fair because they can say they sentenced her. But this is a hostage situation, no matter what they call it.
If it costs her arms deal, it's fine. If it costs 8-9 arms deal, it's fine. Fuck them. Send them back. Start back another war. That's what y'all like doing anyway.
Let's make it a 3-team trade, man. Send some expiring sentences down to Lithuania and get this trade done.
Yeah, I don't understand why that's such a terrible analogy, but so perfect.
Get this trade.
But you can get them later with drones. Make the exchange and then hit the bad guys later with drones.
Jacqueline, are you trying to get us all killed?
Have you never seen Red Dawn, Jacqueline?
Right? Jesus. They were like, come on.
The hell?
So Dennis Rodman going over there to try and free Brittany Griner. Good for Dennis Rodman. I hope he is successful. I would love to have audio of those conversations.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all I'm going to say. What we need to do, get it done. Just like, hey, Putin.
Stop making that face.
I hate Putin. What you want? Just tell me what you want and get in there. I know Michael Jordan.
I know John.
How are you going to bring Michael Jordan into this?
I don't know if he got the same juice in Russia that he does in North Korea. Kim Jong-un loves basketball, specifically the Jordan era Bulls.
97 Bulls.
So we need to figure out who Putin's favorite athlete is in America, and that's the motherfucker we need to send, because, you know, what if Putin liked the Knicks?
Kid John Carter.
It's just a random...
But I like how this community, this sports community, is rallying for her. I like that. And I like how they're also using their celebrity, their status, their connections in front of the cameras and behind the cameras to get something done. See? Because Black women, we don't usually get that kind of favor.
That's what
we just don't.
And Jacqueline, wait a minute. Jacqueline, are you suggesting that one should use their celebrity to do such a wonderful thing. Are you suggesting that you send Roy over to get Brittany Griner?
No, I ain't sending Roy over to Brittany
Griner. You want to go get Brittany Griner?
Come on, Roy.
You don't want to be the ambassador for America? Right. If they asked you to go help get Brittany Griner, would right. you do it?
Show up in the middle of the night.
Well, what would you do?
If Dennis Rodman called me, I got to answer that call.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Roy, Dennis Rodman. It's Dennis Rodman. I need you to come over. Moscow. Talk to Putin. Love the Daily Show. Big fan.
But are you going? If he asks you to get on the plane.
Putin used to listen to your prank calls back in 1999. He's a big fan.
What if you met Putin on that trip? He was like, this is Dr. Wow. Sigmar Zibo.
Frank called you do very funny. I would, of course you have to go. I would be nervous. I ain't shit, man.
Now there's no guarantee you're coming back, because once you're in there,
there's a guarantee you're not coming back.
I mean, once you're there, you're there.
Then they're going to find one of my candidates.
Biggest stand-up comic in the history of Russia since Yakov Smirnoff.
Roy Wood, all the time.
Oh, man, Roy, you're going to love this one. At a recent Oakland A's versus the Seattle Mariners game in the Oakland A's stadium, Ring Central Coliseum, a video hit the internet of a couple fans in the upper deck enjoying themselves a little too much with a woman performing oral sex on her man friend during the game.
Are you serious?
During the game?
During
this is
the game.
Actually more. This is actually more common than you think. But keep going.
Is that, so you said as the resident baseball fan on the show, Roy, fair or foul?
It's the A's. They're terrible.
So you said if the team's terrible, it's okay to have sex in their stadium. Is right. what you're saying?
Here we go. Thank you, Down South Georgia girl. The American League West standings as of right now, the Oakland A's are 32 games out of first place, motherfucker, and it's almost the end of the season. You can... First off, I need to see the video. Well, I need to see a screenshot. Let me rephrase. To see Research. Where in the stadium they are.
They're up in the corner of the upper deck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the stadium is made to hold 60,000 people. There's never more than 8,000 people. Rhonda, give me the A's average attendance this year. Oh,
man, you think they was in the same
division
as the Cubs?
There's a lot of nothingness.
There's a lot of shit on the A's going on in this episode. Right. I mean, I'm here for it.
Listen, I'm not trying. Look, I'm just looking at the numbers right here, Rod, and they are 30-something games out of first place. That is not indicative of a team that requires your undivided attention. Going on, suck me up real quick. Between innings.
No.
Between innings. I would figure if it's like that, it'd be during innings if it's that bad. I mean, nobody's looking, I guess. Is that the idea? But
why are you all going to this stuff if that's what you want to do? So
it's exciting. A little public sex ain't never hurt nobody.
My question is, does this extend to the rest of the major league? Like, how bad does the team need to be
to be a Can we make this a new unwritten rule in baseball?
Right. Like, once your team falls under 500, your shit is just open. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just.
I do think it's unfortunate that they were put on camera. I don't like the fact that their privacy was invaded.
They were in public.
I don't think it counts as your privacy being invaded if you're in a 60,000 seat fucking arena.
Yeah, you kind of give up the privacy rules, bro.
No, if I'm deliberately sitting in the upper deck in foul territory in the far corner, that is my desire to be away from all of you other 9,000 motherfuckers. So that's inherently, that is me seeking privacy. How dare the cameraman point his camera at this couple?
Well, obviously, because you said the baseball team is terrible, so they had to find something else to watch.
It is a long game, bro. Jacqueline hit a nail on that right there.
So we add them to the list. Everybody on the physical grounds of the stadium is allowed to have sex if the team is terrible, including the
there
camera.
It is.
No.
Yeah, let's see. Right here on YouTube, if you just Google people having sex in stadium, the first video.
Googling that.
Wow.
The first video is 15 most infamous cases of fans getting caught in the act. This is more regular than you would think. Uh-huh. The trick is to do it in stadiums in an upper deck that has an overhang, so you're out of the line of sight of most cameras and that it's kind of an obstructed view, so only the people in that immediate area could see you trying to have sex. You essentially at that point have to just use movie theater sex protocols. if you're going to try and pull it off.
Why do you
in
know
the industry,
that?
Jacqueline, that's what we call a pro tip. Pro tip.
Hashtag life hack.
Life hack. Let it know.
I would never have sex in a stadium. Federal probation changed me. There's just certain things. I the podcast is Uncle Rod's Story Corner. And
thank you, Rod.
You can get that wherever you get this fine podcast. Rod, as always, we thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome to stay on here.
Word.
For a second. Jump into the scam of the week. No guests this week for scam, which is a quick little chit chat here. So in Texas, the elementary school shooting that happened earlier this year, Uvalde, Texas, they have finally fired the police chief after months of criticism, as we all know. And then the body cam footage is starting to leak out.
Can't
now.
Deny that.
Yeah, where officers are just chilling in the fucking hallway for a goddamn hour while the shooter is barricaded inside. And so everybody's been criticizing the police chief and like, yo, what the fuck is your officers doing? Why were they out there? And the police chief, everybody passing the blame. It was a 77-minute delay in confronting the gunman. And the police chief is, well, the officers did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, I remember he famously said he wasn't in charge that day, and he showed up to the scene and did not have a radio on.
Is it enough when shit goes south? And I'm just using that as an entry point to this conversation. But is it enough when shit goes south to only fire the leader?
No,
not at all.
Because not just in the school shooting instance. Let's remove.
I hear you.
Okay, you get what I'm saying. Okay,
I'm with you.
I feel like it is a performative termination that does not bring about real change. And this is the shit that happens all the time. Anytime a company fucks up or somebody does something wrong, they change the CEO and then go, "Look, we're better now." And it's like, no, you ain't, you bitch. Like you're trying to trick people with this fucking stupid PR dance. Because like, meanwhile, you got, what was that police department we was talking about a couple of weeks ago?
That's in Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One nigga joke. Man, and they was like,
shut the whole fireball.
Oh,
fireball.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even no victim. There were no dead bodies. It was a
just
joke.
An N-word.
A hilarious joke.
But it was racist. But it was a
good joke. A joke you and Rod now have been holding on to for at least 3 weeks, but I'm going to let it go.
You're not going
to
repeat. You have to Google it. You got to Google that joke. It's a terrible joke.
Top tier racist one.
To me, that's change.
Mm.
That's real cleansing of something.
Yeah, you have to fire everybody who makes a conscious decision to go along with the bullshit. Because that was the Nazis' excuse. I was just following orders. And nobody wants to hear that shit. That's the reason they still pursuing every low-level security guard at a damn death camp from World War One and Two. They pursued them niggas is 98 and getting arrested for the first time. They own them niggas' asses.
Pulling up on them in Argentina. Motherfucking Argentina nursing home. And they're like, yeah, we need you to put these cuffs on real quick.
Put
real
these on quick. Over your oxygen tank and follow me on this plane.
He'll survive with that oxygen for 4 seconds while we get his arms behind his back. Take that nigga off.
He'll be all right.
I'm with you in the fact that I want the CEO, and then I want her or his generals as well. Who's ever over or below you right there, I want them gone. I want it all.
Chain of command.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. Really feels like there is this deliberate... Oh, we fired the chief. Well, you're going to get a new chief in with a whole bunch of officers that aren't going to listen or respect him, or he's going to fall into that culture that's there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really feel like if you're serious, which is why when new leaders come in, they're supposed to be able to pick their own lieutenants, low key.
Yeah, but then, you know, the United States, and, you know, as I said before, we ain't necessarily talking politics, but you've seen a number of states where the legislature and the House get together and decide that they don't like the governor and basically strip away all the power of the governor so that the governor is really just a figurehead. We saw it in Texas, we saw it in Virginia, Missouri. There's a couple of places where they just literally were like, well, you know what? We're going to put you there, but we don't like you and we don't like your politics. So that's kind of what we do here. I don't like it. Fuck, it sucks. But, you know, we always got to have somebody, some individual to blame. And that's kind of what it boils down to most of the time.
I guess that also happens when you're talking about a volleyball team, because one minute they hire you and tell you to fire and remove whoever you want. Then
why are you still mad about that?
I'm very mad about that. That's poor leadership. It happens so much to Black women in particular. That's the only space I can speak for in this particular time right now, because that's a Black woman. We're brought in, we're interviewed, where we like your style, please come clean this up for us, make this better. And then when you get there and you start doing those things, whoa, you're moving us too fast. No, that's what you hired me for. That's what you asked me to come in to do. That's what I'm doing. Now you're reneging. You're like a bad spade partner.
How do you fix that, JG? Do you fire the athlete with the Grambling situation? Do you fire the athletic director, or do you also fire the AD? Do you fire the president? I'm sure had a hand in this shit too. What about absolutely the alumni association? Like, there are all of these other people that had influence on what the fuck went down. So I don't know.
I feel like they should have given the damn coach a season. Period. I don't know. That is a whole other part of it.
Well, fire the president and the athletic director.
I tell you this, if you're on the opposite side of that and you're walking through that door and they want you to be, as they call, a change agent, make sure there is a clause in your contract that says if you let me go for whatever reasons prior to however long you want me to be here, you pay me X amount of dollars. If they want you bad enough, they'll say yes. And then you walk away with however much money that is when they decide to change their minds. And you can sit at home for a while, but you got to be savvy with that contract negotiations.
All right, we got a good brother we got to talk to from Detroit that pretty much bet it all on a motherfucking card game that he's created that actually, I think is actually a pretty fucking fun invention. Job fair. We'll be right back.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Job fair. Now, JG, do you remember Man Week? Did we call it? No, it was Manhood Week.
You talking about Manhood when you kept Week sounding like the Duluth commercial?
You want to be a goddamn man. You got to drink your own urine. You're a fucking man. You're always a man. And you're going to be a man, motherfucker.
Why?
Be a man. Be a man.
In that Manhood episode, we went and we spoke with the homie David, you know, with the menswear spot up there in Detroit. And just as it happened a couple weeks later, I was in the D to do some other shit. And I had a couple minutes and I go, fuck it. Let me go on, swing by the suit spot, holler at motherfucking date, meet one of the job fair motherfuckers.
Yes.
Nice.
So I'm in the parking lot. This nigga come up behind me.
Uh-oh.
Word.
And it's Detroit, so my head's on a swivel. And I don't give a fuck if I'm outside of 8 Mile or what. I don't care. I just, as a West Birminghamian, you know, by origin, keep my head on a swivel and I watch anybody who's walking, like on some, and this is shit they taught us at the Daily Show on threat assessment, watch the trajectory of the direction that someone is walking. And the way this brother was walking, motherfucker, the suit store is that way. We are both parked for the suit store. So why is your direction diagonal? Your direction should be motherfucking perpendicular towards the door. Because I'm walking perpendicular. He's walking diagonal. And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe he finna go over there in the auto zone. But if he was going to go in auto zone, why this nigga ain't park in front of the auto zone? Why you park in front of the suit store? Like, this is all the shit going through my mind. Then he goes in his pocket. I'm like, shit.
Wait That's a minute. Old.
And he pulls out a deck of cards and a smile, and this motherfucker shook my hand. And I'm honored to have this motherfucking hustler. And I want to talk about his pivot into what he's doing today, because he broke it down for me in the parking lot. But you know, JG, I was pressed for time. I didn't get a chance to really holler at this brother the right way. But I told him when I have time, we would put him on the show. Let this be evidence. I am a man of my motherfucking word. JG, who's on the line?
We welcome Dorian Newberry. He is the owner and operator of Ryan Records. Dorian's company specializes in providing fun social interactions for friends, families, and strangers through games and apps. Welcome, Dorian.
Hello, and welcome, and welcome, and welcome. Thank you so much for having me. Good, bro. Thank you for keeping your word. You sure did. Hey, when I pulled up, I hit him with that Detroit energy, too. What up, though?
Hey. Yeah, no.
What up, though?
Nothing is up. I am going in the store where there are witnesses, sir. You murder me, you got to murder. That's how I am, JG. Hey, you got to murder all of us.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, the people in the suit store are like, motherfucker, you need to take your ass outside and get your murder. Right?
They pulling down the screen and shit. Like, good luck, Roy. Good luck. Welcome to Detroit, dog.
You ain't on the premise yet. We can close this. Yeah.
So what he was breaking down to me, JG, was a music trivia game that centered on a lot of R&B and hip-hop and blues and soul and music that is of our culture. And, you know, the thing, when you play board games and card games and Trivia Pursuit and shit like that, there's a couple questions for us.
Yeah.
But they don't really get deep, deep into the weeds. So when you have people who understand that need and provide that, I think it's a worthwhile endeavor. But at its core, this is still entrepreneurship. It is still rolling the dice on yourself. First, break down what the triggered game is, and then I want to get a little bit of backstory and why you decided to bet on yourself with this, brother.
Absolutely. So first of all, Triggered, it's called Triggered Music Trivia Collection. And the idea of Triggered is for me to trigger you. And so the idea is that you want to be triggered. I think that every artist has a trigger word, right? There's certain things that are going to make you think of an artist. And that's what we're doing here. And it becomes a lot of fun. So,
like if I said my prerogative, or if I just said the word prerogative.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
you'd know Bobby Brown.
Exactly. So how about if we use, Jack would say moonwalk.
Who Michael Jackson. Jackson. Mike Jack.
Exactly. So what I do is put these triggers in sort of a paragraph formulated word or sentence that flows pretty well. And if you don't recognize it or pick it up, or if you're not triggered, you're going to just go by it. But it's cool to see what grabs you and what resonates in you. And when it triggers you, you're like, that's it. And it feels good. So, I don't know. Would you want to try one just to give an example?
I say go for
it. Yeah. Give us an example real quick of this. Because this is a fun game. And I know this is a fun game because when he was breaking it down to me in the parking lot, JG, I was like, oh, yeah, if folks get drunk, they'll fight during a barbecue.
I want everybody to hold the answer because this is going to be too easy. Okay. You ready? So the category is R&B. Okay. Remember, you want to think about the triggers and you want to think of an artist. My job is to try to trigger you into an artist. So thinking 90s, 2000, R&B. Okay. Category is R&B. WWW dot. You are my number one, my superstar. We've told all our confessions and I know the truth hurts. I was caught up, but you will always be my boo. But should I let it burn.com.
That's Usher.
Yes, yes, exactly. Good job. High five. Air high five.
If we were drunk and playing this at a family reunion, is this a buzzing game? Do I jump in? Whoever knows it first, do they
whoever
get
gets triggered
point?
First like, jumps in?
So there's two ways of playing that. Okay. There's a team way where we just have so many people on this team, so many people on this team, and then the person holding the mic is going to try to read off as many as those as you can and get those many as you can right in 90 seconds.
So this is a great game, and it's simple, it's quick, it's easy. Either you know music or you don't. Like if I say cocaine, then you know.
I'm thinking Robin
Rick James.
I was going to say Whitney James. Houston, but okay.
No.
Yeah, it could be Whitney too. That's a fair guess. That's a fair guess.
You will not like get Whitney.
What? Whitney didn't do crack. That's for broke people. What are you talking about? I'm with it.
Crack like, is what?
Crack is whack. Anyone with that crack shit. Go ahead with that. I want a hard one. Okay. I want something difficult.
Yeah, hit one with third, because then after that, I got some questions about your background and how you came to this place, because coming up with games is not an easy thing to do.
Not at all.
R&B. All right? I love R&B. Okay? Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready.
Was it worth it? Last night, I told you not to go out. Now you're saying we can work it out. Just let it go. I remember when heaven sent you and I was scared of losing you. Now I've found someone that's perfect. I should have let you go a long time ago.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, there's some good lyrics.
Mm.
I would say that could be Frankie Beverly and Maze. Before I Let You Go.
Okay. Close. Now we think in 90s, 2000s, so you got to come up just a little bit.
Oh, you said R&B. I got old.
I have nothing.
How about Keisha Cole?
Exactly.
Ooh, see, that's a good
beat
call.
Your ass, R&B. See, yeah, that's see, that's Keisha deep Cole. Cut.
Last night with the Diddy. Last night. And then you got, I should have cheated.
Yeah.
Nice okay. I know the song.
Ah. Keisha Cole represents the angry black women music I wasn't listening to when I was single at that time. But I dig that. I dig it though. I got you.
Miss Keisha Cole is an all-star in my book for sure all day.
I ain't mad at her.
So Dorian.
Yes, sir.
Walk us a little bit to the time before you got to this place with this triggered game. Like, what were you doing? And what was the, because you, I imagine with your company, this isn't the first product or app or game you've tried to come up with, but what drove you down that road to this place to going, this is the thing that I know I'm good at, and this is the thing that I'm going to invest my time and money into?
So there's a few things, Roy. The first thing is I have a passion for business, and I wanted to create a passive income. I knew I wanted to make something that I would have that I didn't have to be there for it to work. I've been dressing up as a businessman on Halloween since third grade, right? So I've always just had a passion for that. Secondly, I just wanted to combine the things that I was passionate about. And that came to be the social engagement aspect of it. I love interacting with people. I love meeting new people. It's just a passion of mine. Music and a pastime to share. I think at this time it was more before. It was at a time where, you know, I get with my buddies and I turn something on. I say, you don't know about that. You don't know about this. You know what I mean? And that's just kind of what it came to. And so this actually came as a breakup letter. The one that I just read you with the Confessions album, that came up as a breakup letter. Right. So I know it was a unique way to say it, but I'm.
Wait a minute. You broke up with a girl with a riddle.
So this. I'm not bullshitting you. Really, great things came out
you
of it.
Yo, shit.
Live
that's
and breathe.
Detroit shit.
Live and breathe. I'm about to say, you are from Detroit, bruh. Oh, gracious. I give a healthy Earl Flynn to you.
He read
that,
a lyric and then
dude.
Called an Uber.
Good God almighty. Good night. That's it.
Did she catch the hint immediately?
Absolutely. So the Confessions was like our album. Like, we had connections to every one of those songs, you know what I mean? That it told our story. Every one of those songs told our story.
So y'all were jacked up anyway.
Should we let it burn? Exactly. Should we let it burn?
Let it burn.
Exactly.
So a bad relationship led you to the next day after you broke up, but you're like, shit, you know what? I need to do a whole deck of cards of song lyrics and just let people guess them and then put them to culture.
That's exactly what happened. I had some people over and I read it and it was like, oh, shit. And then I started doing it for everybody, 90s, 2000s, 80s.
So wait a minute, you started helping other brothers in Detroit break up with shorties by writing out lyrics? Riddle,
nigga.
You're amazing.
If we didn't have a CMO,
Roy, damn it, I'd name him CMO right now. If we didn't have one already, I can't think of a more outside. For all the brothers that you help, hon, you get love from me. Thank you so much.
All of the ways and to create a pivot for yourself to start a business, this is by far the most unique. And I will say on some lemons to lemonade shit, I have to fucking congratulate you, coach. Like that's real shit. But also just a little cold blood. Like, just say you don't like the girl. Why are you sitting there? Listen, baby. Although we've gone to the end of the road, I can't let go.
I belong to you.
Your boy's in the window doing the ad-lib.
That is awful.
Now, what would really be funny is if fucking you read one of them lyrics to a woman and then she counter with her own lyrics. She pull out some of that Jaguar, right? I'll bust the windows out your car.
Oh.
You've gone way too far.
Hella calm, read it off an index card too. Ah, that's cold.
What are the hurdles in your business, Dorian? We'll get you out of here on this, but you know, what are the things that you've had to overcome and deal with, you know, and just the research and the creative of trying to workshop bad ideas? Speak a little bit to the emotional divots that you've had to push your way through and how you were able to push your way through those.
Wow, God is good. I got to say that first and foremost. When I was going through this process, again, I was just connected with God, man. I was making a lot of sacrifices. You know, a lot of this funding was coming out of my pocket. So it was a moment in time where I was only eating maybe a cheeseburger a day. I'm making mistakes with my own money. That was the first deal, right? Is that you have to make those mistakes. But really, getting work done, getting people to do things that I couldn't do has probably been the most difficult for me in terms of slowing down the process, knowing what I want, knowing what I have, knowing what the deadline is, and then hiring, contracting someone, and then those people not completing the work.
That's heavy.
Is something to deal with, for sure. You know, because you got to count on people to build the apps. I can't do all the coding. Yes. I can't do it all. You know what I mean?
Dorian, how am I supposed to know when I'm getting hustled by graphic designers and web designers and coders and developers and all of that stuff? Because that world is something we just don't know anything about. So it's hard. It's not like plumber. Where I go, motherfucker, you ain't a good plumber. There's still water on the floor. So how do you give our listeners some tips on ways that they can kind of gauge? Because at this point, you clearly have found people who do the job. So what was the biggest difference between the folks that were slacking and lazy and the ones that actually, you know, did the work for you?
You know, only thing you can do is try to be try to network, not always network up, but try to cross network and find other people that are passionate and growing in that area that are typically business owners so that they're attached to it.
So is musicals a category? And also, how much is this game?
So musicals themselves has not become a category, but you may have just brought my, you may have just started something. That's new.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Game Night Bundle Volume 1, 90s and 2000s pop, hip hop, and R&B, plus a wireless microphone, $25. Now, that's a good goddamn crack. And the microphone comes in four different colors. Triggered.fun is the website. I'm glad that you were able to take a breakup and flip that shit into something that feeds the culture. Fuck her. She probably at her house right now playing your game with some other motherfucker who ain't out shit.
And asking for 10%. And asking for 10%.
Brother, I'm glad that I met you. Next time you see somebody, follow them in the store.
What?
What up, though? Hey, we thank you so much for coming on the job, fam, man. Much respect to you. I think I got the holiday gift. This will be in the gift basket for everybody for the holidays. We're going to fuck with this because it's black on. Dorian, thank you so, so much for coming on the show, brother.
Thank you for having me, everybody. Thank you so much. You guys made me feel welcome. You know, took off, you know, all the pressure. Just good time. Thanks for having me. And it was a good time really hanging out with you all.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.